Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia, 9 a.m. on the West Coast. Joining us to celebrate a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday is PFT commenter. And PFT, I am an AWL. I listen to the podcast. Have you stopped celebrating since going to that Monday night game in Cincinnati?
I have not. That was one of the best football experiences of my life. So I've just been watching Jaden highlights all week. I've been watching the All 22. I've been watching my own game film that I took at it. I've just been on cloud. I'm probably annoying everybody with how much I'm just talking about Jaden. I was watching last night's game, and I was like, you know, football is unwatchable when the Commanders aren't playing. It really is. And this is a new experience, or at least one that I haven't had for a very long time. But I'm enjoying
it.
I had a great time, B-Mitch. And I think B-Mitch knows I had a great time because I was yelling at him when he was doing his TV hit on the field. I was like, hey, Dana. Hey, B-Mitch, what's up?
I was trying to let you know we were getting off. We were going to hang out if you would, but the people started running you out of there.
Yeah, it's all good. I think I was looking to scream at everybody right afterwards. And I had such a good time after the game going out in Cincinnati and talking to a bunch of Redskins Commanders fans and just seeing the people happy after a game like that was a very cool experience.
You know, one thing I thought was a little strange. The Cincinnati fans are not very, like, mean-spirited because they were like, oh, man, they were buying me drinks the whole night.
Agreed. Everybody there seemed to be very nice, except yes. There were a couple people around us that were getting a little upset when we kept yelling at them to put Zach Moss back in and to take Chase Brown out of the game, and they didn't really appreciate that. We also jinxed Evan McPherson before he missed that field goal. We're just telling everybody around him how great of a kicker he was. He never misses. That's why you use a draft pick on a kicker, and then he missed, and then they were pretty upset with us for that.
Oh boy,
dude, it's only three games, and you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, right? But how much fun has it been to watch Jaden? And then I know you well enough. I know you're paying attention to the interviews, kind of everything he says. That he just seems so level-headed.
It's kind of remarkable, isn't it? Like he was happy. Obviously, he was happy with his performance, but he was not like freaking out. He was not letting it get to him. He was he's just kind of a steady dude. And a lot of people say that if you stay medium, you know, I think Jim Zorn needs to say that.
Yeah,
I attribute that to him. But Jason really does stay medium, where he can reach success and tell it's in his nature.
PFT, what are you in a damn wind tunnel, man?
I think he's playing golf.
I'm outside. I'm on the golf course right now, but it is very windy here in Chicago. I apologize for that.
No, dude, it's all right. Where are you playing? Like you have achieved a lot in life. Are you like have you joined like a club out there, or do you play public, or what do you do?
Buddy, this is as far from a country club as I could ever be in my life right now. I think it costs $9 to play. there's absolutely no hills out here whatsoever. It is a very, very public golf course that I'm on right now.
Very public.
50 cent per hole?
It's one of those type places, yeah, where it was like you just gotta show up in the morning and you just say, hey, I think I have a 10 o'clock tee time. And they're like, okay, sure, yeah, go out there, whatever. We're keeping it real out here. That's what we're doing. But back to the Commanders. Like, I am, I'm very, very optimistic right now, and I'm also in like big time defense mode of Jaden, where now I'm like, I'm reading all the quarterback lists and rankings that they put out, and I'm getting upset if they don't rank Jaden high enough. Like, I am 100% in, and I was listening to some podcast, and they were like nitpicking what Jaden did, and they're like, he doesn't really. He's not developed as a quarterback. He's not making any of the intermediate, middle of the field throws. And I'm like, dude, did you watch the game? Did you watch how Jaden was on like third and long? Did you watch him on fourth and short when he was actually throwing the ball downfield to the middle of the field, getting, you know, 13, 14, 15 yards on a third and two or a fourth and two? Like, he's got it all. And I am getting ahead of myself. I can hear myself doing it right now. But I'm very optimistic, especially considering the offense looked pretty good against the Giants as well, with the exception of some penalties in the red zone that take 7 field goals. But the offense has looked really good for the last 2 weeks. I think I don't see any reason why it wouldn't continue.
Yeah, and the thing, like, I'm with you. All these people with this, oh, he don't throw to the middle of the field. Who cares? He completed 21 of 23. They won the game. If he doesn't throw to the middle of the field all damn year and they keep winning and they keep putting up numbers like that, I could care less.
I could absolutely care less. It was a great game. The defense is still a concern, but I don't know. Maybe I saw a couple flashes where the defense looked like it had at least made some improvements. So if Dan Quinn could get us up to, like, the 22nd ranked defense by the end of the season, I guess I'll be okay with that, because week one, it looked like we were just going to be the worst. And I did see some, like, incremental improvement.
Talking with PFT commenter here, one half of the Pardon My Take podcast, worldwide, infamous, famous, whatever you want to call them. You said you're paying attention to these lists, right? And B and I actually just talked about this. NFL.com put out their quarterback power rankings, and they had Jaden 17th. I find that
less than that.
I mean, if you're basing on 3 games this year, that seems ridiculous.
A bunch of crap, JP. And this is what's awesome. We get to participate in the, like, getting mad at list culture now, which it's been too long since we've been able to do that. Like, what were we going to complain about? Like, complaining that Sam Howell was ranked number 26 in the league instead of number 28?
Right. Hey, man, Heineke deserves 24.
So Heineke deserves to be higher than that. I'll give you Heineke. But, yeah, right. I mean, like, Sam Howell should be at least 2 spots higher than Daniel Jones. That was like as upset as we used to get. But yeah, I mean, if you're going based on what we've seen this year, I think Jaden is top 10 in the league. I don't think you can really make a case otherwise. And if we're going what we saw last week, I'd say that you'd have to put him in the top 5. But there's you know, a lot of season left to be played. And again, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm saying that as I'm currently getting ahead of myself.
I understand that feeling. Do you have any concern? So Jaden really impressed me earlier this week. He said something to the effect of, I don't get too high or too low off any game, and I just look to the next game. And with that mindset, you can't really have a letdown because you're never that much higher. Do you buy that? Do you have any concern coming off Monday night, Jaden versus Burrow? I mean, there were a million storylines in that thing. Now you're out here in Arizona against a 1-2 Cardinals team. Like, this will not be the national spotlight last week was. Any concerns about the letdown?
No, I'm not concerned about a letdown. I think if there is an issue with the offense, it's not going to be about Jaden getting too high and then overlooking an opponent. There are going to be some stumbling blocks. There are going to be a game or two where he doesn't look right and he shows a little bit this rookie rust. I'm sure of that. It happens to everyone. But I don't think it's going to be because he's reading his own press clippings. So I think we're in the clear on that. And I think this week the big story is actually Cliff Kingsbury going back and maybe a little Cliff revenge game. Maybe a little, I would say revenge game too, because he doesn't look like he's the swiftest guy anymore. He doesn't look like he's set any records in the 40-yard dash, but he still knows how to get open in the middle of the field, and the hands still look good. So having a dude like that and Cliff going back to Arizona, I bet this game – so this is no joke. I bet the Commanders' money line to win this game in August when I was looking ahead at our season. And I was like, okay, I love this. I got it at plus 114, which is not great. And then I looked at the odds yesterday, and now they've gone up to plus 145. So I don't know. Can you explain that to me somehow? the Commanders are bigger underdogs now than they were in August in this game. It makes no sense at all to me.
That's interesting. If
I don't know how that worked.
If I had to guess, it's the defense is probably worse than Vegas expected. That's the only logical outcome to me. They're also just trying to split their hedge on this thing, right? So maybe they just got so much money coming in on the Cardinals, but that doesn't really make a lot of sense either.
That's crazy.
The defense is worse than we expected, and the Cardinals' offense is better than we expected. It might be a combination of those two things that are kind of baked in there, but I think we can win. I don't see a reason why we can't. I'm looking at the schedule right now, and a lot of those L's that I had penciled in have somehow turned to W's after one game. And it was, I don't want to undersell this, it was so awesome after the game going around and meeting all these Commanders fans from, you know, they might be from the D.C. area, some originally from D.C. that have moved out of the area, and just talking to them and how happy they were. And you just see somebody else wearing the burgundy and gold, and you go up and they got a big smile. You greet them, shake their hand, talk to them, learn a little bit about them. And then in the airport the next morning, flying home, flying out of Cincinnati, just people that would be walking by and they'd see you wearing a Commander's hat and they'd say hi, they'd come strike up a conversation with you. Like, when we talk about how Snyder, like, sucked the soul out of the community, it's some of the small stuff like that where you don't get to have random reasons, random excuses to be friendly to your neighbor that you see, you know?
Sure.
So I love that experience, and it was so cool. And I was talking about having to build a personal winning culture for myself after Monday night's game. And
sure.
Part of that, there's a lot of stuff that I don't really remember about winning that I hope I'm gonna have to relearn. Like, I did not pack a second Commander's shirt to bring and wear in the airport the day after the game, after you've won, you know, walking proudly through another city's airport, being like, yep, we just did that to you. Chiefs fans are excellent at that. They bring multiple Chiefs out everywhere they go because they have to have their celebration shirt on for the flight home. And so I realized that was a weak point in my own game that I'm going to have to step up. But, you know, I think Jaden Daniels is turning me into a winner as well, but I've got to learn how to win.
Well, when you are, if I'm ever in town, just reach out to me. I normally have extras. Might be a little big on you, but, you know, you can borrow it.
Yeah, how much are you benching these days, B?
PFT's low key jacked, man.
I don't bench.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if your shirt should fit me.
I saw you in the stands, dude. My shirt might fit you like a long dress.
Now I'm just laughing. How happy were you to see? Well, dude, I don't know where your seats were. Where were you for the play that sealed it, the Jaden to Terry touchdown? Because I know where I was in the press box. I saw the loft on that ball, and I'm like, oh, he's trying to get to the corner of that end zone. But it was hard for me to see Terry bring it down, and then you see the replays of what was an incredible catch. Where were you, and what was that moment like?
Okay, so I was about maybe in the worst vantage point in the entire stadium to see that play because I was in the end zone. I was second row of the end zone, so down pretty low. On the other side of the field, on the corner of the end zone. And so all I saw was Jaden drop back. I saw him get smoked. I saw him take a massive shot. And also, shout out Jeremy McNichols for his block on that play.
Yeah.
He's absolutely bulldogged that linebacker that was coming through the D-gap. So I saw all that happen. And then I saw the ball go in the air. And then I don't see anything. I just see the backs of our offensive linemen. I see a bunch of referees running around. But what I hear is the stadium go absolutely quiet. It went so quiet, and then I'm like, did he catch it? That must mean that he caught it. So it took me about 4 seconds to realize that it was a touchdown after he caught it. And I did not see Terry lay out for it in real time, but watching the replays, I've probably watched that replay, I'm going to say maybe 100 times, maybe more than 100, but I've watched it so many times. It was a beautiful throw, beautiful catch. I'm so happy for Terry, too, because Terry might have somebody that can get him the ball and can allow him to maximize his skill set. It took me about, I'd say, 5 seconds, 4 to 5 seconds after Terry made that catch to realize what was happening. And I just knew, like, you know what was a new experience for me? I was so excited when we got the ball back on offense, and I was confident. I was like, okay, well, that's fine that they brought it to a one-score game again. We're just going to go right back down the field. Good, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to watch this. And that hasn't happened to me for a very long time. It hasn't happened to a lot of people that are listening right now for a very long time. Having that, I always talk about that moment when the ball leaves the quarterback's hands. Do you feel extreme amounts of anxiety, or do you feel excited about what's about to happen? And now I'm starting to feel excited.
You look at the pass, and you look at a lot of things they do in practice, and they do these little drop it in the trash can drill and hit the goalpost. And
yep.
Normally he's winning. And when if you see how much he practiced at putting it right in the right spot, when it left his hands, yeah, I knew it was going to be over there. But the ultimate thing is when Terry pulled that thing in, it's just, you know, when Terry touched the ball, he don't normally let it go. So it's not like it's just happening. They work at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so happy for Terry. I am a little bit – there's some things that give me a little bit of anxiety about this weekend. That's our defense for sure. I think our defense is still a major issue across the board. Our secondary has not looked good. We've gone up against some good receivers, but still we have not looked good at all. We've looked very bad. That worries me a little bit. And then Austin Ekeler being out, that's going to be a pretty big one for us, I think, because he's been great, whether he's catching the ball at the backfield or he's like that pressure release valve. For Jaden, or if he's running back kickoff, because his kick returns with a new dynamic kickoff I think he's been one of, if not the best in the league, at knowing how to hit those holes and where those holes are going to be. So I'm a little bit concerned about him not being in the game. I think our offense is good enough to hang with him. It's just we need our defense to maybe hold him to some field goals or maybe even a stop or two.
All right. PFT, I'm with you. I think the Ekeler loss is significant, but we're about to get very meta right here. I don't know the B. Do you know Donnie from Barstool? He's like this world traveler. It's hard to describe Donnie. Maybe I'll let PFT do it. But while you're on the radio with us, Donnie, who you're playing golf with, is live on YouTube. So I clicked on that link, and Donnie's talking, and I saw you in the background of the shot. It looks like you're wearing – it looks like you're, like, about to pee in the woods, kind of. It looks like
he is peeing in the woods.
It looks like you're wearing Commander's gear right there. How's the round going?
Like I said, this is maybe the easiest golf course I've ever – it's like a giant putt-putt course is the best way to describe it. And when I say it's like $9 around, I don't think I'm joking. I think it was $9 for each of us to play nine holes. And it's just get in, get out. It's a hilarious golf course. So I love this. We are live streaming it. Donnie only brought four clubs, and he doesn't have a putter. So he is I told him that he has to use his 7-iron on the green to putt. But I'm like watching him like a hawk to make sure that he's not taking divots out of there. Because first of all, I don't think that they'd notice if we took a divot. But
look at this course.
Since we're live streaming
that is horrible.
Hold on, Donnie. It appears Donnie's going to the tee. Can we stay with you? And he has a driver, I think.
He's
and that's a hell of a tee box. It's very hard to really identify that as a tee box compared to all the other kind of patchy grass there.
It's like a baseball outfield. Okay, so we might be a little delayed on the YouTube, but Donnie just walloped his tee shot. He's got a nice natural fade, and he got a good kick off a tree. So I'm trying to teach him how to play golf, and my best advice to him has been hit the good trees and get
the
good
bounce.
He's a lefty, and so far Donnie is, I think he's like 3 for 3 on hitting good trees and not the bad trees.
I love it, man. Well, dude, go play golf. Hopefully there's a couple cold ones for you, and thank you for making time for us, man.
I'm going to think about you when I'm playing golf today.
I appreciate that, B-Mitch, and I'm going to need some of those shirts because I think I can fill them out a little bit better than you.
All right, got you.
we'll mail you some. PFT, thanks, dude. Have fun.
All right, see ya.
Hi, man.
That's our guy, PFT Commenter, joining us on the BetQL guest line live from what appears to be a very public golf course.
Oh, that is.
Somewhere
Muni.
In Chicago.
That is below Muni right there.
That is.
Like a cow passer. They just say, let's put some
flags
out.
They just put some flags up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, you are listening to B-Mitch and Finley. Coming up at 12:45, the people want it. Jeff Walker's got a new command.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anderson. P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Landini. He's fighting. He's playing hurt. He's coughing, and he's grinding. At 12:45, Jeff Walker's got a new song. At 1 all o'clock, right. Ray Brown.
Raymond.
Redskins legend. Played for the Cardinals, lives out here. Coaching high school football, got a big game tonight. Yeah. Making time for us. 1:30, we will open them phones. You can ask B. Mitch anything. You can tell us your Commanders Cardinals predictions. Lanville, what temperature do you think it is now? It's 9:30 here in the Valley of the Sun.
I think it's 91 degrees.
Are you checking?
Yeah, you know you're checking, man.
I'm actually not. But did I nail
you
that?
Nailed that.
Yeah. I'm just a savant.
Impressive. Man, come on, bro. I know Lanville. Lanville checking like hell.
I mean, Lanville did figure out how to call the hotel room the other day.
Yeah.
Which was cool and creepy at the same time.
Creeper.
all right. We got a game this weekend, boys. We got a game. Commanders, Cardinals. We'll let Landini, he's playing hurt, we'll let him go first. Lanville, what's your kind of official prediction, how you think this thing unfolds?
I think the Commanders are going to pull out the win. I do. Because I think Jaden's going to continue to play well. I mean, they haven't punted in 2 weeks. I think they probably do end up punting at least once this week. But he's been fantastic. The Cardinals' defense sucks, as we've heard. They have no pass rush, and I'm counting on the defense to get at least one stop. I think that's all they really need is like one stop, and I think we might be able to take it.
They did it against Cincinnati.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a stop or two. I think Trey McBride being out. I don't know that we've talked about this. Trey McBride is the Cardinals' tight end, out with a concussion. I think that impacts their offense. Marvin Harrison Jr. has had the one huge game, but even that one huge game in week two, I think he had 4 for 130, but most of that yardage came on 2 catches.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a deep threat and can really impact the game that way. I think Arizona's path to winning this thing is – so last week, a lot of us, myself included, left hand up for the folks on the stream, said Washington's really got to run the ball and try to grind this out, keep Burrow and Chase off the field.
Yep.
That did not prove true. They just decided to win the shootout. They're like, you know what? We'll get into a shootout and we'll win. Call me Doc Holliday. I almost wonder if Arizona this week is best suited to try the grind it out game plan and just – a lot of James Conner, some time of possession, let Kyler run around, do his thing. If I was Washington, that would almost concern me more than...
what, Conner just running around?
Conner and like a grinded out game plan where Jaden is limited, and then you're... like, when Jaden and the Commanders' offense is humming, to Lanville's point, all right, you force a couple field goals, maybe they miss one, and then there's your margin to win. But if Arizona kind of shrinks the game down, I think that could be effective.
Yeah. But I think that Washington has proven they can also toss it around.
Yeah.
So keep if that's what you do well and if you can still do it well, don't try to force the other way. Now, if you start running the ball and they can't stop it, you feed them Brian Robinson every damn play.
Sure. Jeffrey, what's your game plan?
Landfill hit it right on the head, man. Score as many points as possible, and we get our one stop. We know our defense is not there yet to where we could just bank on them getting multiple stops, but if they can grind out one stop, force one turnover, and we just keep our offense clicking, I know it's easier said than done, but I believe we can do it, we will win this game with no problems. For real, we get one stop, we win in this game by two touchdowns at least.
One stop, and it's a two-touchdown win.
That is some
Jeff got the syndrome, baby. The syndrome is strong.
I'm with him on it. Hey, man, listen, it's time to start thinking positive. Hell.
I asked Kingsbury about it yesterday. Do you think it matters to him coming back here?
Probably not. One thing about coaching, these dudes are so overly consumed with what they have at hand, they can't think about what the hell happened before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think he's sitting up there, oh, yeah, can't wait till we go out there so we can. No, he's just trying to get everything right on his squad right now.
Cliff did tell us yesterday that he loves it out here. He still has his house out here. Do you remember the house he has? Do you remember that when it went viral in the during the COVID draft?
It was sweet.
If I had that house, I would also keep it. Like, I mean, the amount of money Cliff has made, look at that house, dude. The amount of money Cliff made from this organization.
But that's all windows in the back. That is sweet.
I'll show this to the stream. I mean, Cliff's house is so dope. He should keep it. I think – I wonder if – is it an if or a when the analytics bros will change their tune on Cliff and Jaden?
They don't like to admit when they're wrong about anything, so they probably won't change. Won't change their attitude until it's forced upon them.
How long do you think it takes for it to be forced upon them? It's only three games now. It's too small of a sample.
Well, if they had more people in the world like me that just don't care to hear them half the time, it'd probably be yesterday. But it's going to be so many people now.
They were even the Phoenix Cardinals then.
Yep.
You have any fun memories of playing out here? Did you ever play when it was hot as hell like this? Because you were playing, it was the outdoor stadium. It was where ASU plays.
And I had opened up games with touchdowns and had a couple of them called back, a couple of them stood. But I always loved coming out here because football field was more like a golf course. It was fast, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I just, like certain stadiums you wanted to play in, I love to come here and play.
What was your guys' travel when you would come out here? You guys never did this, right? Like the week of practice?
No, we never did that exactly. We would come out on the only a few times we traveled out this way on a Friday for a Sunday game.
Yeah.
We never spent the whole week.
Sometimes
we'll come straight on a Saturday.
Really?
On a Saturday, boom, boom, whoop their bus and come on back home.
I'm going to try to pull up your splits against the Cardinals because – even when you were in Philly, they were still in the division. I don't think they redid the divisions till 04, or it's whenever the Texans came into the league.
I remember Patrice Alexander had a touchdown, and he jumped on the dude back way behind me. Way behind me, and that just killed me. Ugh. Called the touchdown back, Jay.
Oh, that sucks. All right, in 25 – that's crazy. You played these guys 25 times.
It's a long time.
25 career games against the Cardinals. What do you think your team's record was?
I don't know.
14-11.
Really?
I would have thought it'd be a little higher than that, honestly.
No, I told you when back in the day, they would play you tight. We would beat them, but they would play you tight.
70 carries for 305 yards. You averaged 4.3 yards per carry against the Cardinals. You scored a touchdown on the ground. You scored a touchdown in the air. You had 37 catches for 480 yards against the Arizona Cardinals. Good for 13 yards a pop.
That's good for a running back, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see if I got kick stuff here. Yeah, here we go. Kick returns. This is crazy.
Well, I do.
You had 56 kick returns for 1,400 yards, averaged just about 25 yards per return with a touchdown. You had 51 punt returns for 435 yards, averaged 8.5 yards per return with a touchdown. Hmm. Pretty damn good.
I like the Cardinals.
What do you think your career record was against the Dallas Cowboys?
Don't have a clue.
28 games, 14-14.
Wow.
Dead even. you scored 3 touchdowns on the ground against Dallas, and you were 0-for-3 passing against the Cowboys.
Hmm.
Were they fake punts or what?
Fake
quarterback.
That was a fake punt. I think another one was a halfback pass or something of that nature. I don't think I ever just played straight quarterback against them. We probably were losing into that one.
11-14-1.
Wow.
When did you tie the Giants?
Don't remember.
I mean, it could have been when you were playing for Philly, I guess.
I don't think we had no ties then.
You did it once, according to the record books. And then this 22 career games.
22 career games. We won more than lost.
Not even close.
Not really? We lost more?
Bro, 7-15.
Against the Eagles?
That's what the math says.
That's strange.
That was fun.
I did go to the Giants, and we couldn't seem to beat anybody when I was there.
Yeah, that year was bad for New York.
Yeah.
But I also – like, some of those – obviously that when you got to Washington, 90-91, you're loaded. 91, you win the Super Bowl. 92, you get back to the playoffs. But when Coach Joe stepped down and then Pettibone came in, and then I think Jack Kent Cook had died and John Kent Cook takes over, mm-hmm. and then you get Norv and you're trying to rebuild, and like the Desmond Howard trade, the Heath Shuler pick, like there was a lot of mismanagement.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then you have the team being sold. Like there was a lot of
things that went wrong way back. See, like we talk about once Dan took over, there was some things going wrong before Dan took over.
Right, right. This is kind of interesting. So in your career, and you played a long time, you played the Cardinals, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Eagles over 20 times, but no other team did you play double-digit times?
It's kind of hard to play like that because, like, you know, every other year you basically play the other team. So.
Right. This is interesting. What do you played 8 games against the Redskins. What do you think your record was in those 8 games? Mm. I feel like you might know.
I don't know that.
5-3.
Hmm. Shouldn't have let me go.
You threw 2 passes against the Redskins.
Did I?
You were 1 of 2.
I think one might have been in Philly.
And then
I remember one in the vet.
I don't believe, and maybe you were just being nice, I don't believe you scored any touchdowns against the Redskins.
No, I didn't.
Okay. That's funny. I could do this for days. Who told you they were going to draft you and didn't? Steelers, right?
Steelers.
3 career games against the Steelers. You went 2-1.
Had a touchdown somewhere in there.
You had a touchdown.
A few of them.
You caught a touchdown.
Caught, returned,
yeah. Who? And the Saints also said that, right?
Yep.
5 career games against Saints, 3-2 record. I am very late. We got Jeff Walker's song next. All righty, folks. You know what time it is. Our guy Jeff does a hell of a job making songs week after week after week. Jeffrey, before we get to the song, is this the most fun you've ever had making these songs? How long have we been doing this?
JP, this year is number 3.
3 years. All right.
3 years, dude.
What has been your favorite song so far?
I think my favorite song. Ooh, that's a lot. I think I have to go with I think the one I did the week before last, right before we played the Giants. When I was talking about the rebuild, and we've been in a rebuild our entire life. That one was my favorite song because it resonated so much with me, because we've been saying this word rebuild literally since I've been a fan. So I just love that when it was a different approach. But this
recalibrate, Jeff.
This one right here, though, I like it too. We got to keep elevating. It's week four, baby.
Jeffrey.
Thanks.
You doing your thing like Jaden Daniels, man. Getting better by the week.
It was really good, Jeff. I really liked it. There was one lyric there that's really important to point out.
What?
When Jeff finally admitted that he falls asleep at work.
Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, he really put that in the song?
I had to write it down just so I didn't forget. Dozing off at work. Jeff, for years now, you have fought me when I catch you falling asleep, and now you put it into music. It's a fact, dog. It's a fact.
Hey, man. Myself, like any other Commanders fan on Tuesday, was dozing off. We was up all night.
I mean,
Jeff, I sure in the hell was dozing off.
I mean, yeah, the fact that Jeff was up all night at home, you and I had to be there till like 3 a.m, and then you were on a flight at what, 6?
Yeah.
Woo. Great song though, Jeff.
How I basically didn't sleep.
How are we gonna get it online?
We're gonna put it on. What's that? Not Spotify.
iCloud.
SoundCloud. But also, just a quick announcement: the past three songs that have come out, they're gonna be on all distribution services. It takes time.
What, on like iTunes or whatever?
Yeah, it's like the Jaden Daniels songs is already on Apple Music, Spotify.
Is it on Spotify?
Yep.
How do I'm gonna search for it right now?
Is it on Apple Music?
Yep. What's if you the name just type of it? Just type in Jaden Daniels, it'll be the only thing that all pop right up.
That's dope. I'm going to – hold on. I'm pulling this up.
Oh, Jayden. Yeah, man. We got to keep elevating. You know, first year was a test run. Second year, got my feet
That's
wet.
That's cool, Jeff.
This year, we're going to keep elevating, baby.
Jaden Daniels' hype song, the single by Jeff Too Funny. I'm playing this on my phone.
I don't see it, Jeff.
Look. It's Spotify. Look.
Well, the Apple ain't working, Jeff.
I'm going to send you the link, B. It's in there.
That's dope, Jeff. How'd you pull that off?
Hey, I have a team behind me now, JP. Shout out to my people at Vault. We're making this legit. Like, we're not just making songs and dropping them. We're making it legit.
All right, I think you'd be better off, dude, if we start tweeting out the Spotify link rather than the SoundCloud link, right? Because then people can subscribe or whatever.
Yeah, see, the thing with it is it takes time to get on the DSPs, so.
Gotcha. I don't know what a DSP is.
It takes time to get on iTunes and stuff.
I almost said something that I definitely can't say.
Do not say that. No, don't say that.
Ray Brown joins us next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.